Hello, this is Duncan Newcomer. Welcome to Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Here's a quote for you. The hope of peace is sweeter than peace itself. No, it's not something that Lincoln said, but it says something about his life, especially at Christmas time. The quote comes from a play, A Civil War Christmas, by Paula Vogel, staged in New York City a few years ago. During the years that Lincoln was president, the hope of peace was as close to peace as he ever got. Christmas, of course, is a time when hope seeps into almost everyone's heart. How hard it was for Lincoln to also hope for the reunion of the country and to hope for freedom for the slaves. Lincoln is a brooding figure in the play, A Civil War Christmas, and the playwright's idea of hope for peace gets at the heart of Lincoln's spiritual life, that he lived his life moved by a vision of yonder. Yonder was the poet Carl Sandburg's Lincoln word for hope. Lincoln hoped most that America would succeed as humanity's last best hope for free and equal self-governance. So that made that hope hard to hold on to. Let's look at Lincoln's Christmases as president. 1860. He's just elected, and on December 20th, South Carolina leaves the Union. 1861. Lincoln goes to church on December 22nd, but on Christmas morning at 10 a.m., he holds an emergency cabinet meeting, trying to find ways not to also go to war with England as well as the South. 1862. The Lincolns had lost their especially charmed son, Willie, and the U.S. had lost major battles with the South. Abraham and Mary spend Christmas visiting wounded soldiers in Washington area hospitals. 1863. Lincoln spends a good part of Christmas Day with his young secretary, John Hay, debating the constitutionality of a military draft. In the past year, Lincoln has given the country the Emancipation Proclamation, a declaration of a National Thanksgiving Day, and the Gettysburg Address. 1864. Lincoln gets the so-called Christmas gift from General Sherman of the city of Savannah, Georgia, and 25,000 bales of cotton. Merry Christmas. The Lincolns hold a Christmas reception at the White House on the 26th, but there had not yet been such a thing as a White House Christmas tree or White House Christmas cards. So we can see Lincoln's real life at each Christmas time was full of hardships and heartbreaks, just like our lives. Lincoln, like the baby Jesus, was born in a hardscrabble, humble place. Hardship and hope came together for him all his life. Lincoln's life was more about hope for peace than peace, and yet because of his spirit, his life was also sweet. Lincoln was a spiritual man, and his sweet and hopeful spirit can continue to inspire us even down to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.